National Security Minister says prisoner transfer agreement with the UK will only be signed after adequate public education. And Health Minister gives update on hand, foot and mouth disease. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed outside, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-Sec.
Target shows the future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the government will only sign the prisoner transfer agreement with the UK after adequate public education and debate and the enactment of new legislation in the Jamaican Parliament.
In fact, we will start this process with the establishment of a special select committee that will receive and consider written and oral submissions on this issue by technical experts and all interested parties, including civil society and members of the diaspora.
In a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Minister Bunting further noted that House Leader Philip Polwell will shortly bring a resolution to establish the Special Select Committee. The Ministry of National Security engaged the UK government in negotiations for over a year to secure a grant of £25 million towards the construction of a modern maximum security facility, contingent upon the signing of a prisoner transfer agreement proposed by the UK government. Only Jamaican citizens who would have been subject to deportation at the end of their sentences will be eligible for transfer to Jamaica. United Kingdom citizens in Jamaican prisons will also be eligible for transfer to the UK. The proposed purpose-built maximum security prison would accommodate 1,500 to 2,000 inmates and would effectively resolve the problems of overcrowding and undesirable conditions which now obtain at the Tower Street and St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facilities. In addition, Mr. Bunting said the government was also successful in negotiating an additional £5.5 million towards reintegration and resettlement of prisoners under the Prisoner Transfer Agreement.
I just want to make it clear, Mr. Speaker, that this Prisoner Transfer Agreement will not be a burden on the public purse. Under no circumstances would the Prisoner Transfer Agreement be a net cost to Jamaican taxpayers. This can be achieved by limiting the period for which the prisoner transfer agreement would be in effect.
Meanwhile, Mr. Bunting informed that an administrative and judicial review process would be in place to determine whether or not to accept each prisoner transfer request. He noted that the experience of other countries that have signed the prisoner transfer agreement shows that each case is subject to legal and administrative processes. The new facility, Minister Bunting said, would be designed and constructed with a focus on rehabilitation, which should reduce the current high rates of recidivism. He further added that downtown Kingston would have the opportunity for the redevelopment of 30 acres of prime waterfront land, while noting that a similar opportunity for redevelopment would be possible in Spanish Town. And the Ministry of Health will continue to monitor schools affected by the hand, foot and mouth disease. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson made the comment during a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Dr. Ferguson also informed that some schools which were closed for sanitizing have now reopened.
The surveillance report indicates that as of October 5th, there were 438 reported cases of the disease within 144 schools of the 2,600 early childhood institutions.
He further commented that some schools have reported just two cases and some even a single case of the illness.
With this in mind, it would not have been practical for us to close every school that reported cases. In fact, the acceptable standard is to close where 10% or more of the school population is affected.
Dr. Ferguson also informed that the parish health departments have been doing their investigations and follow-up actions in the affected schools. The hand, foot and mouth disease is a viral illness common in infants and children. Fever and blister-like eruptions on the tongue, inside the cheek and on the skin are symptoms of the disease. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.